You know, we've really been working a long time with the verbs ser and estar. It seems that they're so hard to tell when do we use what. Well, today we finally get to learn what the P means and help Class A. Remember that mnemonic device we used to remember when we use estar? Well, the P stands for progressive, and that's what we use when we describe an action that's in progress. So we've always used the present tense of a verb to say that things are happening right now. But the present progressive means that they're in progress. They're happening as we speak right now. Like what's raining. Like if I'm teaching and I look outside and it's raining, that's the present progressive tense. I could say, instead of llueve, está lloviendo. It's raining right now. Well, right now I'm teaching. So instead of saying yo enseño, which means I teach, I do teach, I am teaching, I could say I'm teaching right now. Yo estoy enseñando. That's all there is to the present progressive tense. You simply use the right form of the verb estar, so you have to conjugate it. So if I conjugate estar with yo, that's estoy. And then I take my infinitive, which I used, which was enseñar. I drop its AR off, so that now leads to the stem of the verb. And now I add the suffix ondo, because with AR verbs, we use ondo. Now I've said estoy enseñando, I am teaching. Now, if I use to and I want to use the verb write, oh yeah, escribir, that's an IR verb. That's going to require a different suffix. That's yendo, I-E-N-D-O. So now if I conjugate estar with to estás, and I take escribir, drop the IR off, leaving myself with the stem escribe and adding yendo, escribiendo, ooh, to estás escribiendo. You are writing because I know you're taking notes right now, right? Yeah, I thought so. Now, we learned a new verb in chapter 6b, and that was the verb hacer, to do or to make. So let's say that we're making plans or doing chores. I can take escribir, and I'm going to conjugate it with he. So I'd have al está hacer, that's an ER verb, new verb, ER suffixes. Oh, they're yendo, just like escribir, yendo. So if he's doing something as I'm speaking, that would be él está haciendo. Yeah, that was like in the bell ringer we looked at otherwise. Now, let's say we're reading in the book, because we're reading this grammar point. I would say nosotros, I'd conjugate estar, estamos, and reading, oh yeah, that's leer. Now, something happens with this verb. If I say leer, I drop my ER off, I'm left with the new suffix I-E-N-D-O. I would have this massive verb that's incredibly hard to pronounce. That participle would be leyendo. No, that's just not right. So, of course, Mr. or Mrs. Spanish step in, and now I use the third possible suffix, and that's yendo, Y-E-N-D-O. So now I'd have to actually state that as nosotros estamos leyendo. You see, in Spanish, we never have three vowels together unless there is an accent. We have to actually insert a consonant, which in this case is the letter Y, leyendo. So I know there's other verbs out there that would have this the same construction, like construir, to build, to construct. So if I'm saying they are building, I'd say ellos están construyendo. Now, the only other possible verb I can see causing some problems is the verb ir. Because if I lose the stem IR, I'm left with literally nothing. So in Spanish, if I say we're going, because we are, we're almost done with this lesson, I would say nosotros estamos yendo. That's all there is, yendo. Now with the present progressive tense, you can say everything that's happening right now. So easy. Well, hasta luego. Hasta la clase.